Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
You might have seen this brand new Sky One show. It's called King of the Nerds. It was on last Sunday night. We talked about it earlier this week. It's where 11 of Britain's sharpest brains and obsessive geeks go head-to-head to be crowned King of the Nerds. And one of the nerdlings is Mark Hughes from Kenny Dane. And he's on the line to tell us how he got involved. Good morning to you, Mark. Oh, God.
To be on the show.
Nice to have you on the show. Are you okay with this nerd thing?
Absolutely, yeah. It's something I've always self-identified with, I guess. And yeah, when it was picked up to go on, I didn't actually think I was nerdy enough to be included amongst this band of happy nerds over in London. But once I was there, I felt really in
at
my
home.
Zone.
Yeah, you felt at home.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Well, you're on the right show for starters in regarding this. So we're all friends here, which is good news. And what about your nerd credentials? Your nerdentials, if you like. I mean, how bad are you? How brilliant are you, depending on...
The one thing that makes me a nerd would be my obsessive love with Star Trek.
That's perfect. You're in.
And it's one of those things when you look around my room and you realise I've got a lot of toys for a 29-year-old and the fact that you've seen every episode.
Tell me what stuff you
Star
have in
Trek.
The room. I want to know.
I own about over like 100 action figures, and I own about 25 model starships. I've been to Star Trek conventions, Ryan. I've met William Shatner. I've spoken to Leonard Nimoy before he passed away.
Oh, you lucky thing.
I've met the whole cast and crew of most of the series.
Did you meet one of my favorites, which is Tasha Yar, Denise Crosby?
I actually have met her. I've actually got a picture with her. Yeah, she's lovely.
Oh, can now you're just nice. Boasting. And did you meet Jonathan Frakes?
Do you know what? He didn't turn up at the Trek Con last year, and we were all raging.
Did you meet Data?
Of course, I've met Brent Spiner, yes.
What's he like?
He's a little bit grumpy. I think he's one of these people who's...
He
turns up. He goes to the conventions, but he's one of these people who, I guess, he's heard every question he's ever been asked.
He's one of these ones.
He knows. But Colin Meaney did turn up. Colin Meaney turned up instead of Jonathan Frakes, which was totally amazing for all the Irish Trekkies that were in the audience.
Course.
We were all happy.
O'Brien. And what about Picard, Patrick Stewart?
Yeah, I've spoken to Patrick Stewart before at conventions, and he's a lovely man. Yeah, I was shaking when I met him. It was like, oh my God, it's Patrick Stewart.
It's a captain. It's a captain. Engage. And what about... Yes?
Yeah, go on.
No, you go on.
No, I actually addressed him as captain when I was there. I was in my Star Trek uniform, and I was like, no.
Do you have a Star Trek uniform, Mark?
I own two, Jerry.
Where did you get them?
I got them online years ago, and I've just had, you know, anything for like fancy dress parties, and you know, I'm one of those kids that loved Halloween too much.
I'd say,
but I don't just, you know, it's one of those things. I don't just dress up as Star Trek characters. I cosplay at, you know, different conventions. You know, I've done Captain America, and I've done Marty McFly is a good one. I also.
Oh, that's a great one to do. What rank do you give yourself in the Star Trek uniform?
No, captain of always.
Oh, well, of course. And McFly, is that tailor-made, or did you buy that in?
I just built it out of stuff that I've, you know, just found around, like, you know, the stuff I've got online. I own a hoverboard, so that gets a lot of attention when I go to conventions.
Of all the things, of all the things that you've bought, the memorabilia and the TV, mm-hmm. and what are among your most treasured items?
I'd have to say I have a record, an LP, which is the soundtrack of the original Star Trek, which has got a picture of William Shatner in the front of it, and I got him to sign it.
Yeah,
so that's doubled in price, and also one or two of my models and action figures are actually worth quite a lot of money. So
okay, if you could serve under one of the captains down through all the series, which one?
Oh, Kirk, definitely.
Kirk,
absolutely
is
love
that
him.
For,
he's the best.
For messing and women and stuff and boozing there.
Yeah, pretty much. He had the most swashbuckling adventures, and I guess Picard is a bit too
straight.
But then again, I'm a massive fan of Deep Space Nine, so I'm a huge fan of Deep Space Nine. People always forget it.
Yeah.
I always think people always go, is it Next Gen or the original? I was like, well, come on, Deep Space Nine is just as good. It's a more political one, like, you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I never got into that one, so I can't join you in the excitement of that. So what about the Comic-Cons, for example? These we talk about them quite a bit. I love Comic-Cons. I'd love to go down to the one over. What's the big one in San Francisco, is it?
It's San Diego.
Wow.
But I'll tell you one thing, Ryan. It's one of those conventions that's gotten so big that I'm almost kind of afraid to go to it because I've heard it's almost hellish. There's so many people there. And it's just, in a way, it's just become a massive marketing research tool for the movie industry because they throw out all the trailers and they know where the fans, where they're, we're going to be the ultimate critics. And, you know, I was at one in Belfast, actually. It's called QCon and it's organized by Queen's University. Yeah. And it's a tiny little boutique one, and actually it was way better than a lot of the bigger ones that's just selling your stuff. It was more about gaming, and they had a video game orchestra and a comedy night. So QCon is actually even better than because it's small. So you should come up to that one. It's good.
Yeah, I was at the one in Dublin, obviously, in the RDS. It is good fun. I like the cosplay thing because it's fascinating, the different colors and shapes and sizes of everything. Did you see the trailer for the Suicide Squad?
I did watch it last night. Jared Leto looks amazing. He looks
pretty
really,
impressive,
really
isn't
scary.
The girl in the cage with the white.
Oh, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. Oh my god! And even the use of the song. I started a joke from the Bee Gees with the haunting.
Yeah, it was like a nice slow version of that one. Yeah.
That's great.
There you go.
I'm not going to see that for a while. Anyway, back to the program. More importantly, that was a complete curveball there. Sorry about that, but you're well able for it, so I didn't mind it. Where was it that you heard about the show King of the Nerds?
It's a funny story, Ryan. I tell you, I was actually at Comic-Con on the Sunday, the very, very last day, and I almost didn't go because I was at the Heineken Cup final, funny enough, the day before, and I was quite tired. So I actually figured I'd go along, and it was the very, very last thing. I walked past this stall, and a woman was there, and she said, "Oh, would you like to audition for this geeky game show?" Now, she didn't tell me what it was.
Yeah. Why did she pick you, I wonder?
I was stressed with Marty McFly, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So I went in and I did the audition and they were asking me what's it like to be a nerd, what it means to be a nerd, and I had no idea what this would be. I just thought geeky game show, a day in the studio, a quiz or something like that. And a couple of days later, I got a text saying, "Oh, you've made it down to being shortlisted," and I had to go through this process of answering long questionnaires about who I was and blah 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 blah. And got told again a couple of weeks later, "No, you've made it onto the show. You got down to the shortlist." Then I was told you were going to be on it. And it was about this time last year I got told I was on it. And then they hit me with it. They said, "This is King of the Nerds, and you're going to be living in a house with 11 other people for up to 3 weeks." And I was like, "What? Are you kidding me? What?" So it was kind of like, the show's kind of like Big Bang Theory meets The Apprentice. And I was totally shocked. The American one is amazing. You should watch it.
I will. So have you done it or are you doing it?
We've done it. We filmed it all last year. I know the outcome. I can't tell you how it goes, but you know how these things in television work. But it's we filmed the show. There's 8 episodes, and I got to hang out with some of the greatest people. I met some amazing celebrity guests as well that came in.
Great.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, so we were isolated in a school for for up to 3 weeks, and it was pretty crazy. So,
well, the only thing is, I think nerds are among the prettiest girls of them all.
Oh yeah.
So I presume that you weren't, stuck with a bunch of crazies.
Oh no! In fact, out of the 11 of us, there was actually more girls. There was actually 6 girls.
Yeah.
And 5 guys.
You were
so,
all.
There was more girls than guys.
You're all sorted in that department, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you have a girlfriend?
I actually do. Yes, I do.
And did you meet her in this thing or?
No, I met her. I met her at a ukulele club thing I go to in London. I used to go to London, so it's a long story. But
you
that.
Go to the Heineken Rugby, right? You like girls. You've been. You're going to be on TV. Where did it all go wrong, George Best? I mean, what's the crack? it's all going fine. You met her at a ukulele club, obviously, and she plays and you play.
Yeah.
Naturally enough. So how do you win the program, the King of the Nerds? How does one win?
It's very simple. We're split into 2 teams. Mm-hmm. In the very first episode, and I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but in the first 2 episodes, we're split into 2 teams. And obviously, because there's 11 players, there's one extra one. So it's 2 teams of 1 of 5 and 1 of 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, so whoever loses, it's what happens is it's kind of like The Apprentice. The team that loses the challenge has to pick a member to go into what's known as a nerd-off. And we have to pick one of their team, and they have to pick one of their team.
Yeah.
And it goes into like a showdown, a quiz, and the quiz is all about nerdy things, and we have to pick topics that we know our opponent won't like, and then the person goes away, and once they're out, they're out. That's it. We don't get to see them again until, you know, the last episode. So
right.
It was pretty, I have to say, like, it was a really enjoyable experience. It was amazing, but it was also really stressful because you had to do the whole Machiavellian playing the game. But it was really good fun as well. Like, you know, I'm not going to take that away.
It just sounds like a geeky Hunger Games.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely the way I describe it. Yeah.
Good. I like the sound. Mark, it's been a real pleasure talking to you because, you know, we're talking a similar language. Probably you might be a little higher end than me, but nevertheless, that's a compliment, as we know, in this world we inhabit. But I look forward to watching you on the programme.
Mm-hmm. Episode 2 is going to be an absolute cracker.
Yeah.
And I have to say, a big shout out to the guys at the Science Fiction Society at Trinity College, because if it wasn't for them, I don't think I would become any nerdier than I am.
I don't think it's humanly possible. But King of the Nerds is on Sky 1 HD on Sundays at 7 o'clock. Mark Hughes, I look forward to watching it, and good luck, and thanks for talking to us. We'll definitely catch up with you again.
All the best, Ryan.
All the best. Thanks a million.
Care.